And now, young Widow Brown. When her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, visited Ellen Brown at her homecoming from Health Center Hospital, she was upset at Anthony's outburst against Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young surgeon who saved Ellen's life. And now, after Anthony has left, their good friend Mariah Hawkins, who was staying with Ellen, says to her,
Ellen, what in the world is going on between you and Anthony? Did you hear Anthony now? My goodness, it was all I could do not to listen. I tell you, I'm real proud I didn't. Well, you knew I'd tell you anyway. You must be real disturbed. And besides that, you must be real proud of making your homecoming so peaceful.
Oh, Mariah, now don't be cross with him. I think it's wonderful that he doesn't feel I should be pampered anymore.
What was he cross about?
Anthony's cross for two reasons. The sister Victoria was making a lot of talk at the hospital board meeting. So was Louise Simpson.
Louise Simpson, I suppose, feels she can run everything on the board now that her husband's dead and she's got all the money.
I guess she does. Anthony doesn't like it at all.
What else was he mad about?
Dr. Allison Shaw?
I told you it was foolish of you to ask her here to supper your first night home, Ellen. Real foolish.
Well,
I planned myself how nice it'd be for just you and Anthony to be here together. Instead...
Oh, well, never mind, I suppose.
Oh, it wasn't entirely that. Allison wants to stay in Simpsonville, Mariah. She's asked Anthony for a job at the hospital. She wants to stay here.
Oh. He doesn't want it?
No. Well, I can't say that I blame him. I didn't go to a woman doctor myself.
Oh, Mariah, now that's very old-fashioned. Shame on you.
Well, I mean it, Ellen. And I guess Anthony feels.
I don't know what's got into Anthony, but he's certainly very violent about it, I must say.
Well, maybe what you were telling me had something to do with it, Ellen. But Dr. Shaw had some kind of trouble. She wants to stay here and sort of get away from something or someone.
Mariah, after what Dr. Allison Shaw has done for me, I can give her friendship and security. And I do so gladly, gratefully.
And in the meantime, Louise Simpson stops by at Anthony's office. Winding up his affairs for the day, Anthony is somewhat impatient as he now says,
I'm just going, Louise. What is it?
Anthony, you would think that you actively dislike me. Well, maybe you do. Perhaps I don't realize it.
I've had a big day, Louise. Let's get to the point.
You didn't have such a big day that you couldn't take time out to go and see Ellen. I saw your car there not an hour ago.
I see no reason why I should account to you, Louise. But even so, this is Ellen's first day home.
I know. I sent her flowers. Were they there?
We didn't discuss flowers.
I suppose not. You were talking about Dr. Allison Shaw, weren't you?
Yes. How did you know?
After all, it's coming before the hospital board when you recommend her for the job.
I may not recommend her.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too fond of women physicians and staff positions like that. It's a headache sometimes, the responsibility, the complication.
And they fall in love with you, don't they?
Don't talk like a servant girl.
Oh, Anthony, you're so transparent. What happened? Has the lovely Allison begun to weep on your shoulder already? Are you afraid? Are you worried?
Louise, how tiresome can you get?
Most men would rather revel in the idea of so many women being enamored of him. And here you are with three strikingly attractive girls all mad for you.
Three?
Ellen, myself, and Allison Shaw.
Honestly, Louise, you talk like a teenager.
Don't be stuffy, Anthony. After all, you may want my vote at the board.
How do you mean?
If you want me to vote against Allison Shaw, you should be nicer to me.
Louise, if you think that the selection of my staff is a matter of whim and fancy...
Oh, Anthony, forgive me. If it's just a point. Look, what are you doing this evening?
Having dinner with Ellen, naturally.
Oh. Well, she'll have to go to bed early, Anthony, so why don't you come over to the house later and we'll have a good talk about everything.
I'll try to arrange it.
Please do. You know, even if Ellen doesn't feel jealous of Allison Shaw, I do. So tell Ellen that she'd better be prepared for a rival if Dr. Shaw does settle down here in Simpsonville.
It's hardly likely that any conversation I have with Ellen about Dr. Shaw will take that turn.
Is she married, Anthony?
Why do you ask that?
I don't know. She's certainly not an inexperienced girl. She's definitely someone who has loved and lost, I think. Yes, I would say she was definitely that.
Louise, I'm closing up shop.
All right, I'm going. I do think, though, you could be as kind to me as you are to Allison.
I'm not kind to Allison.
You take her out. You never take me out.
Oh, Louise, for heaven's sake, go away, will you?
I'm a nuisance, aren't I? Well, that's all right. Just so long as you notice me in some way, Anthony, that's perfectly all right.
But before Anthony arrives at Ellen's house for dinner, Allison Shaw is there, saying to Ellen as she looks around,
I haven't been here, you know, Ellen. I'm new in your home.
Well, I don't know who could be more welcome, Allison.
And how nice you look.
I dressed up for you, Ellen, to celebrate you being at home. And to get away from being a woman doctor, I guess.
Well, why did you want to get away from that?
Because sometimes it's rather a stricter on happiness, Ellen.
Oh? Did Anthony tell you?
Yes.
The nicest thing about you, Ellen, is you never dissemble. You never try to outguess people. You never... You're just very nice.
Well, thank you. But what do you mean?
You could have pretended not to know I'd asked Anthony for a job at the hospital.
Well, why should I do that?
Because it would be easier for you. You could register surprise and pretend I didn't know you discussed it.
I'm not built that way. Do you really want to work here, Allison?
Yes, I do. Terribly. Well, then I'll do everything I can to make him accept you.
But it may not be enough, Allison.
He doesn't want me.
He thinks he doesn't.
Ellen, I'm very capable and very easy to get along with. I wouldn't be a problem in any way.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
And this place, this town, this hospital would be so good for me. Old Dr. Humphreys is through now, Ellen. We have to face it. He won't be practicing or going about the country as he did. He'll be cutting down on his activities. He and his wife will travel. And I've no one to take care of him.
To take care of him?
Well, you don't need being taken care of, Allison, surely. I don't mean in that way. Ellen, I have to have a place that I can say I belong to. That needs me. I have to have ties.
Why, Allison?
Because if I don't have them, I'm apt to cut loose. I'm apt to do impetuous, ridiculous things. Things that... I think I'm absolutely crazy to talk like this. I don't make any sense to you at all, do I? No sense at all.
I think you're very much upset. I think that you're trying to tell me a lot, and yet you're trying to conceal so much that it doesn't help you. The important thing is that we know each other to be friends. That you know how fond we are of you here. How willing to help you. Indeed, how anxious we are to help you.
Not Anthony. He's afraid, Ellen. And he's right.
Afraid of what, Allison?
Of what happens when people are kind to me. I don't bring happiness to people.
You have to me.
I don't mean with my words. I mean when I turn to them for help and guidance. I get them mixed up in my life. And I cause trouble. I think Anthony knows that. And that's why he doesn't want me here.
What will happen if you don't stay, Allison? Where will you go?
Back to a lot of trouble. An unhappiness. Wrong decision.
Allison, there's a man mixed up in this, isn't there?
Yes.
He called at the hospital asking for you. Did you know that? Jim? Called? The call was fixed to my room. He asked for you. I guess they thought you were with me. And then he hung up.
Was he drunk?
I guess he was, Allison. I couldn't understand what he said.
Why should I even ask if he was drunk? Did he have anything else?
Who is he, Allison?
Someone I'm in bondage to. Someone who has chained me. And I hear him for the rest of our lives. And I can't escape. And he can't escape.
What can I do for you, Allison?
I don't know, Allison. I don't know. Nothing now. If he knows I'm here.
Oh, he needn't know.
But,
Allison, you gave me back my life. Surely I can help you make yours easier, better. Let me try. Let me try to work this out for you.
I need help, Ellen. I'm not good myself. I'm no good. I need help.
Well, the decision regarding whether Allison stays in Simpsonville or not caused a serious clash between Anthony Loring and young widow Brown.